Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 9th of April 1971. The title is The Experience of All Virtues in the Avyakt Stage. Do you love the stage of staying beyond sound or the stage of coming into sound? Which stage do you love more? Is it possible for both the stages to be maintained at the same time? Do you have this experience? Whilst having this experience, which virtue is visible? That of being loving and detached. This stage is like the stage of the seed in which the whole tree is merged. In the same way, at the confluence age, all the special virtues of which you speak are all experienced at that time, because you are then a master seed and also knowledgeful. So you do not experience just peace, but as well as peace, you also experience the main virtues of knowledge, supersensuous joy, love and bliss, etc. Not only do you experience those, but from the face of a soul who is stable in this stage, many other souls also experience all those virtues. What did you experience through the corporeal form? You used to experience all the main virtues at one moment because all the virtues are merged in one main virtue. Just as in ignorance, all vices are deeply connected with one vice, in the same way, all the main virtues have a deep connection with one main virtue. If someone says that he is stable in the stage of being an embodiment of knowledge, then as well as being the embodiment of knowledge, many other virtues are also merged in that stage. What would you call this stage in one expression? That of Master Almighty Authority. All powers are assimilated in such a stage. So the creation of such a stage is the stage of being equal and complete. Do you do service whilst being stable in such a stage? When you come onto the stage to do service, first of all, stabilize yourself in this stage, then come onto the physical stage. What will you experience through this? Even whilst being within a gathering, you will be seen as an alaukik, unique soul. At present, together with having an ordinary form, your stage is also seen as ordinary. However, by having a unique, extraordinary stage whilst being in the ordinary form, you will be seen as the people who belong to Allah whilst being part of a gathering. In the beginning, you had the intoxication of such a stage. Just as in a gathering of stars, the sparkle of special stars is lovely and unique even when seen from a distance. So all of you stars should also be seen as special souls amidst ordinary souls. When something extraordinary comes in front of people, then even against their conscious wish, the attention of all of them is drawn to that. So, come onto the stage having stabilized yourself in such a stage that people's vision is automatically drawn to you. The stage secretary should not have to give everyone your introduction, but your stage itself should give its own introduction. Can a diamond not give its own introduction whilst being hidden in the mud? So, at the confluence age, a life as valuable as a diamond can automatically give its own introduction. What has been the result up to now? Do you know? What value have you reached now? What is the result of the lectures you give? At the present time, there are very few number one heirs emerging. There are more of the ordinary subjects emerging because, together with having an ordinary form over a long period of time, your stage also becomes ordinary. Now, you yourself must experience the extraordinary stage whilst being in the ordinary form and also give this experience to others. At the time of becoming extroverted, also remain in the stage of being introverted. This does not happen. Either you become introverted or you become extroverted. However, first of all, become introverted and then become extroverted. You need to pay individual attention to yourself in order to practice this. There is greater attraction to being extroverted than to the stage of remaining introverted. The reason for this is that you do not always remain stable in your elevated form or elevated intoxication. Therefore, your stage does not become powerful. Together with being knowledgeful, become powerful and then give knowledge, and you will be able to make many souls experienced in knowledge. At present, there are many who relate the knowledge, but very few who can give the experience. There are many who relate knowledge, that is, outside knowledge, but you are the only ones who can give an experience. At the time of doing service, have the aim that whilst giving the donation of knowledge, you also have to donate the virtues of the Father. No one except you can give the donation of knowledge. Therefore, if you are the embodiment of the experience of all virtues, you will be able to make many others experienced also. Have you become like a lotus flower? It is the image of your life that has been portrayed, is it not? Or is it the image of the life of some other Maharathi? You say that it is your image, do you not? Why are images created? An image is created in the lifestyle and activity. So, you have such an activity, and this is why your image has been created. Keep this fun image in your consciousness whenever you perform any action, and you will be able to remain detached from everything else. At present, you only remain in this stage temporarily. No matter what the atmosphere is like, simply remember this image and you will be able to remain detached from that atmosphere. At present, you become influenced by the atmosphere. You have the very elevated aim of being the ones who will even purify the five elements, that you will transform them. So, can you come under the influence of the atmosphere? You are those who bring about transformation, not the ones who are transformed due to the attraction of matter. Only then would you be able to remain like a lotus flower all the time. What day is it for this group today? Today, the theoretical paper has been completed and you are now going to take the practical paper. Now, what special task will this group perform compared to the other groups? In how much time will you create this many heirs and bring them here? You will make many souls heirs in a little time, will you not? You have made many promises. You hold a ceremony for making promises. In order to fulfill all the promises you make, simply remember one promise. What is that? The promise is to die alive. Do you have to die alive again and again? Bab Dada constantly has hope in every soul. However, those who fulfill these hopes reveal themselves number-wise. This is why this group has to remember one main promise. What is the essence of the entire course? Which picture out of all the pictures would you show everyone in a practical way through which you can reveal Bab Dada? What is the essence of all the teachings? That you are seen to be angels whilst performing any action, that is, whilst sitting, walking, waking up, etc. There should be this uniqueness and spirituality in every action. There should not be anything lokic in any of your actions or sanskars. Have you brought about such transformation? Those who make elevated effort have special aims. Their thinking, doing, and speaking are all equal. They would not say, "I was thinking that I should not do this, but I did it." No. Their thinking, doing, and speaking would be equal and be similar to those of the Father. Have you become an elevated effort maker in this way? Acha. If this group becomes as powerful and spreads as much in all four directions to the same extent as it is big, the Shaktis can spread the sound of the cries of victory. Do not be subservient to your sanskars. Do not be subservient to anyone's love, nor subservient to the atmosphere either. Do you understand? Do not let words such as, "What can I do? I am compelled," emerge from your lips, let alone letting them emerge in your thoughts. Even if any individual or the atmosphere compels you, you must not be compelled, but instead become strong. Do you understand? Baba should not receive this complaint again. What was the complaint you made about your effort before you began the bhakti? That, because of being weak, you became influenced by bad company. Are you going from here having finished this complaint? None of you will be able to come into such bad company, will you? What if Maya tries to make you her companion in a godly way? Just remember the promises you have made. Remember the slogans that you speak of. We are one. We will belong to one. And we will follow the directions of one. Always keep these firm all the time. Maya will come in front of you in such a godly way that you will need to recognize her very carefully. Are you going from here having imbibed the power to discriminate? Always keep this with you for eternity. Now, we will see the result. Do not give the result of the present time, but show the perfect result of all time. You have maintained your courage and made promises. So, do not break those promises even if Maya compels you to do so. You have made many good promises. But what will you do if someone compels you otherwise? If you yourself are compelled by that, how will you be able to battle? Do you know what truth is? No matter what emerges in your thoughts, even not to hide your thoughts is called the truth. if you make effort and experience success, then even if you are defeated, telling Baba clearly the news of both the situations is the truth. Only those who speak the truth will be able to fulfill their promises. Acha Om Shanti.